Chapter 44. Michael woke with a start. He'd fallen asleep at the kitchen table. Someone had placed a blanket over his shoulders, but the rest of the house was silent. He peered groggily through to the living room, which was empty. Someone must have put Taylor to sleep in Olive's room. His brain started to recollect the evening. He'd had some sort of panic attack at the ministry. Everything was a blur. He vaguely recalled being brought back to the house with Sophia doing a care handover to Kelsey, who had tended to him and broken the news to their boys when they got back from school. Suddenly, the addition of their half-sister and an automaton provided a welcome distraction in their grieving household. Midnight rain lashed down against the blackness of the kitchen window. Michael stirred and made himself a cup of tea. As the kettle boiled, he collapsed to the floor weeping as he remembered his mother was gone forever. A tapping at the front door interrupted his grief. Michael stirred and dragged himself onto all fours. The tapping repeated. He climbed to his feet and cleaned his face with the tissue, then approached the darkened hallway. He flicked on the porch lantern and pulled the door open. Standing before him was the automaton, dripping wet. "Where have you been?" asked Michael. The automaton's hands were cupped together. It held them out for Michael to see. Sheltered in its hands was a tiny flower, the likes of which Michael had never seen before. It had transparent leaves, which glistened with color when struck by the porch light. "Why are you bringing me this?" Across the street, the neighbor's door opened. Michael watched as the old man hobbled out into the rain, shuffling along his waterlogged path, clutching his rain jacket tightly. In his left arm, he was shielding a small package from the rain while fumbling for his car keys. The old man drove away, leaving Michael staring at the automaton's cupped hands once again.
"You mean, this is the offering I need?" he gasped.
The automaton nodded. Michael grabbed his keys and plunged out into the rain. Reaching his car, he froze, realizing the automaton wasn't following him.
"Come on, we need to hurry," he hissed.
The machine didn't budge. Michael hurried back to it, frustrated.
"Are you coming or what?"
The machine delicately transferred the flower into Michael's hands.
"I have to do this alone?"
The machine nodded. With no time to argue, Michael hurried to the car and set off for the ministry. He spied on the old man's ritual, then waited for him to leave before checking the square was deserted and delving into the rain. Michael knocked on the secret doorway and the hatch slid open. He delicately tipped the flower into the collection bowl, then peered closer, trying to see who was operating the corridor. The hatch slid shut abruptly. Michael waited anxiously as the rain soaked through to his skin. A minute passed, and there was no rejection of the gift. Tentatively, with much checking over his shoulder, Michael crossed the square, back to his car. As he placed his wet hands on the wheel, he felt a cocktail of emotions. Relief that his family would be safe come morning, and bitter regret that the offering hadn't arrived just one day sooner. 18 years he'd kept that broken machine hidden in the basement like a sack of trash. As he crossed the sodden streets, the cold truth gnawed at him. If he'd acted sooner, his mother would still be alive.